You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Ace and Friends.
Hey, episode 15 of the Ace and Friends show. My friends are here today. Riggins, Tech D Rob. My wife wants to come back in one day next week. She's throwing out ideas. Now, hey, next time I come back, we can talk about, whatever. So she'll be back next week. Paranormal Piper from Pineville is pumped. I didn't mean for that much alliteration to jump in there, but my sister's excited about being on weekly to fill us in on the how to open your third eye. And I have told everybody, if you missed it, it was on Wednesday's podcast, Wednesday's show, that my sister told me she can take an egg and roll it around on my arm or whatever, and then crack it open into a skillet, and 20 minutes later read the yolk and tell me what parts of my life need improving. I can tell you what parts of my life need improving while we're just sitting here. That takes, no time at all.
It's how do you fix those
no
things.
No time at all. So there's a lot of stuff coming up today. Have the icks gotten out of control? Riggins found a clip of Millie Bobby Brown talking about two things that give her the ick.
I think it's so funny.
And one of them is just stupid. The other one is pretty funny. One of them is just dumb. And it's a generational thing. So there's that. Plus, what's it like being on a first date with Riggins and Tech D Rob? Not at the same time. We'll go on first dates with Rob and Riggins a little bit later. And I will share with you later today the most important job a man can do if he has kids. And I was living proof of this yesterday. No matter the circumstances, it's the most important thing a man in a relationship with kids or in a marriage with kids can be doing. And it will be life-changing for you if you are willing to do this and pay close attention. So that and a lot more coming up. But something earlier on the Ace and TJ show happened, and I needed to know how Rob feels about something that happened to him. I want to know more about it. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
So on today's Ace and TJ show, Rob told us, and Rob, make sure I get this story correct.
Okay.
Rob told us, Tech D Rob said that his friend met a girl on Bumble, and they went out, and it turns out she is a fan of the show, and her dad, or mainly her dad?
Mainly her dad. I don't know that she is at all. She didn't really say. Okay. But I figured she would tell me if she did.
But her dad turns out to be a huge fan of the show. And when you met him, he even got pictures out. And Rob showed us pictures of the dad and the girl's stepmom, the dad and his wife, at one of our events in Charlotte called Second Chance Prom. Mm-hmm. And he's a big fan, right, of you specifically.
I know he's a big fan of the show, but yeah. She also made a point to mention that he loves me. Yeah, but who does?
That's what I was trying to get to. Is that Rob clearly takes a tremendous amount of pride in the fact that he is the star to this particular family, and he wanted us to be certain that we were aware this family, this man specifically, the husband, is a fan of Tech D Rob first and foremost.
I have to assume, because, I mean, whose list am I not at the top of?
Whoa.
Yeah, I really wasn't sure what to say there, because things are changing at a high rate of speed here.
You know, when boy bands were a thing, everybody had their favorite, you know, did you like Justin Timberlake, or did you like JC more?
Sure. Okay.
So everybody's got a favorite.
Were you a Lance Bass person?
Nobody was a Lance Bass person.
It was all the same, you know, with the Beatles, everybody had their own.
Yeah, you had a favorite.
That's like natural with a group.
The difference is that Justin, JC probably doesn't run around going, hey, guess who? Guess who loves me more than everybody else?
Yeah. And the way he sold it to me before the show started, Rob goes, hey, by the way, if we have room today, I've got a story. About here's exactly what he said, Riggins. I've got a story about my friend and his new girlfriend. And I thought, oh, this will be good. So the guy probably got surprised by something, the new girlfriend. I
was intrigued.
Well, so the surprise was the new girlfriend's dad loves Rob. That's all Rob wanted to tell the story for, was to tell us, hey, my friend's new girlfriend has a dad and he loves me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Yeah, there you go.
But how often does it happen that Rob goes, I have a story I need to share? Never. So it was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be earth shattering.
That's exactly what I thought. This is really going to be something we can relate to from a relationship standpoint. Yeah. We'll laugh about whatever has transpired. And then when he told the story, I was kind of waiting for the punchline. And then there wasn't one. Then he finished with like, so, okay, there you go. Guy loves me. That's all you need to know.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're so proud of it, Rob.
Oh, I'll continue to be.
Will you try to go over there more often and see him, knowing that he loves you that much?
I offered to. I was like, if your dad really wants me to come over sometime, I can. That's fine.
Get out of here.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Ace and Friends.
All right, so the ick, I think, is kind of one of those things that's gotten a little bit out of control. One of my favorite TikTok accounts is a guy that goes through all of the different icks that women post, and then he's got a running list. He's up to like number 675 of things that give women the ick, things you're not supposed to do. It's difficult to explain. It's kind of the thing that makes a woman go, ugh.
Yeah.
It's not a total turnoff, but it kind of makes them kind of, ugh, kind of they question you in that moment. Mm-hmm. This came up because Millie Bobby Brown, the actress, has two new things. And her fiance is actually one of the people that gives her the ick. Check this out.
That your biggest ick is men holding umbrellas.
There's something about it that just feels really pathetic. I try to get on board with it. I did try. And do you know what? I have a new one.
Go on.
This morning, I was on a flight with my fiance, and he got a nosebleed, and I got the ick.
Oh, it's so cruel.
Do you know why? One, because he just got a nosebleed, like at the most inconvenient time. We just landed. The seatbelt sign was still on. He's doing an 11. I'm like, calm down. Two, he's acting as if it's painful.
Bless him.
And I'm like, it's not painful. And he's like, And I'm like, it's not painful though. It's not painful.
I do it professionally.
It's giving ick. Mm-hmm. And that's my new, one.
It's funny. I don't understand. I never will understand. Because it's a generational thing. Her first one was a guy holding an umbrella.
Yeah.
Gives her the ick. Yeah. So a guy... It's not pathetic. Being wet. It's pathetic, she said. She'd rather see a guy just be wet and look stupid wet and be uncomfortable wet than be holding an umbrella.
It's like Mary Poppins. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know where that. And you know who her fiance is, too? It's John Bon Jovi's kid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Who's like super handsome.
Yeah, he's a really good looking guy.
And she is beautiful.
And I like her disposition. I think she seems like a cheery, fun person.
Yeah.
You know, even in that interview, when she's saying things that are offensive to me, it's like, you're still fun.
Yeah, she's cool.
But then the other was, he can't help having a nosebleed. Now, I do get the point that he's going, oh, it hurts a little bit. Oh, yeah, if it hurts. Nosebleeds don't hurt.
And she's doing the motion in the interview. He's holding his head back, and she's like, okay, stop doing
it. I do get that one a little bit.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
Just something you need. A little good news to start the weekend. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
There's a lot of news out there,
but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
So every day at this time, we give you a little bit of good news because we can all use a little bit of good news in our lives. And there are a couple of interesting stories today. Let's start with three cops in New York who pulled a guy off the subway tracks this week. There's chest cam footage of the whole thing. It happened in the Bronx about 2 a.m. Monday. The guy fell onto the tracks. The cops, without hesitation, jumped down onto the tracks themselves, putting themselves in harm's way. Managed to get the guy up. He's just dead weight. They managed to get him up and back up onto the platform. Because the platform, when you get down there, the platform is usually about chest high. It's hard to get a human who's just lifeless, limp, back up onto that thing by yourself. So they managed to jump down and get him back up on the train before the next train came. So everybody got out of there safely. But you don't know when that train's coming.
Yeah, that's terrifying. I mean,
just to jump down there like that and jump into action and start doing that, that takes a lot of guts just to respond and react in that moment. Because if you're down there and the train comes, you all die.
Yeah. I always picture those spaces whenever you see videos of the subway tracks, how deep it is. I always imagine there's a lot of pee down there. I don't know why. I've never seen anybody peeing in the subway. I just know that down there, I feel like there's a lot of pee.
Interesting. I've never thought of that. Because you don't see people peeing off the...
Never.
Yeah.
I just pictured having a lot of pee.
One of the few small proud moments of my life was one time I was in New York and with our manager Adam, and I was supposed to meet him somewhere, and he said, "Hey, you've been here enough. You can just meet me there. I don't have to come get you. Meet me there on the subway, right?" It's like, "Hell yeah, I can." So the next morning I got up and did the subway. Like, it's sure. So stupid. I'm a kid from a little town in Louisiana. I was so proud of myself that I managed to get on the right
city.
Right. I got on the big city and I got on the right train.
The silver horse.
I knew where my stop was and I got off and I walked up and then walked a block and a half to get to the
railroad. Hey, everybody, I'm in New York City.
Look at me. Riding the train. Mama, I did it. And the owners of a hair care company called the Long Hairs are hoping to break their own world record tomorrow for the most hair donated in 24 hours. They make hair ties for men that were featured on Shark Tank in 2018. Hundreds of people in San Diego have signed up to donate their hair to make wigs for kids with cancer and alopecia. The current record set in 2019 is 339 pounds of hair in a single day. And they've done the math and said they've got it all figured out. Just a few more people and they're going to top their own record of 339 pounds of hair. But again, what a wonderful thing they do. They take all of that hair and make wigs specifically for kids who suffer with cancer and alopecia.
It's awesome.
That's awesome. That is the good news.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
What's it like to go on a first date with Riggins? What's it like to go on a first date with Tank D. Rob? Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
This is Ace and Friends.
So, I brought this question in earlier in the week about being on a first date. And I guess that's kicked the algorithm in TikTok now, where I'm getting all these different things, first date questions, which I find interesting. So what if you were on a first date? Rob, let's start with you.
Okay.
Let's imagine you're on a first date. The TikTok is five questions that are great for first date.
Oh, okay.
You learn about people and their conversation starters at the same time. Okay. So here's question number one. You're on a first date and she says, "What are you most passionate about?"
Gaming of any kind.
Okay. Number two, who is the most influential person in your life?
Who's the most influential person in my life? My mom.
Okay. Number three, what book, movie, or TV show has had the biggest impact on your life?
Probably Star Wars. I think that was the first like really nerdy thing I got to as a kid.
All right. Number four, remember these are five great questions to ask on a first date. Number four, what is your favorite childhood memory?
I don't have very many memories. I'm trying to think. Sorry. Probably just hanging out with my brother. Any given time, I'd be in the back of the truck.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. And number five, do you have any unusual or quirky habits?
Plenty.
For example. Because she would ask them, like, okay, tell me, what are your unusual quirky habits?
Well, probably taking my socks off with a carpet and leaving them there.
I think that taking them off is an unusual habit. Leaving them there is just being trash.
I bite my nails. I guess that's a gross habit, but it's still a
finger or toenails?
When I was a kid, I used to bite my toenails. Did you?
Yeah. I don't have near that kind of flexibility anymore. Yeah, I don't know why I did, but I did when I was a kid. That was gross.
Remember the sock thing. Rob doesn't stop and lean down and take his socks off. He rubs his feet across, drags his feet across the floor to slide the socks off, and then just leaves them wherever they slide off for a few days. All right. That's interesting, though. The sock thing, then I didn't realize you were a fingernail biter.
Yep.
Okay.
And a toenail biter.
Yeah. So that's, five things you would learn about Rob on a first date. What's it like being on a first date with Riggins? We'll find out next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
How long has it been since your last first date, Riggins?
A couple months.
Okay. Was the conversation smooth?
Yes.
Okay.
I love a first date.
You've said that before, that you really like first. I always liked first dates.
Love them.
Because you can, getting to know someone is kind of, it's fun, is the fun part.
It's my favorite date.
There's virtually nothing you can't talk about because you learn stuff about them right off the bat and say, oh, they don't care to talk about that. I didn't know that before. That kind of thing. Okay, so here we go. Riggins, number one, these are five great questions to ask on a first date. What are you most passionate about?
My family.
Okay. Who is the most influential person in your life?
Probably my dad.
Okay. What book, movie, or TV show has had the biggest impact on your life?
The Bible. No. that would probably be the right answer. Yeah. I don't know. That's tough to say. Had the biggest impact on me?
Yeah.
Was it Harry Potter?
Yeah, I loved Harry Potter, but I don't know that it had an impact on me.
Let's go to number four. What's your favorite childhood memory?
The summer we got our pool built. That was like the best kid summer ever.
When was the pool completed?
Early spring, because it was cold.
So it was a whole, you had the whole summer then.
Yeah. It was way too cold, but we were in there every day, all hours of the day. And was the water was like 70 degrees.
I was going to ask, was it heated?
No.
Y'all were just like, we got a pool, we're using it today.
I remember being knee high, like it was still filling up with hose water. And we were knee high, and we were just going
like
nuts.
This is the greatest thing that's ever happened.
It was the greatest summer of my life.
I can't imagine. We had a pool in my neighborhood. Like, nobody had their own pool. If you had your own pool when I was a kid, you were rich.
Yeah.
Like, damn, they're rich.
It was awesome.
Because we had a neighborhood pool, and it was still the coolest thing ever, because I just had to rode my bike up, 150 yards from my house. I was at the pool. It was great. Okay, what's your favorite childhood movie? Do you have any unusual or quirky habits?
Yeah, probably nothing. What's coming to mind? I sleep with a ton of pillows. Like anybody that stays over, I gotta like do the whole talk. I'm like, okay, how do you sleep? Like, and it gets a little invasive because I need to know, because I have a very specific sleeping situation. And it's a lot of pillows.
You use eight different pillows.
Right? I have eight on my bed. Yeah.
But if somebody sleeps over, that doesn't change.
No. Well, I mean, I bring in more pillows.
Right.
But I'm like, no, these are for me.
You still use yours, and do you build a little wall with the pillows between the two of you?
Eventually, yeah. Okay. That's when you know things are not going well, when I start putting the wall back up.
There is a guy who is the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day. He's a drunk driver, but very hard to give him the breathalyzer test for one of the most amazing reasons ever. Next.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
This is the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day. Trying to keep it light on a Friday. Have some fun with it. Meaning you'll want to share this story with a lot of people. There is video of this. Because you can feel the police officer becoming more and more frustrated. And I can only imagine this type of thing happens a lot when you deal with drunks. A 52-year-old woman in England got pulled over and had alcohol on her breath. So they gave her the breathalyzer. And she proceeded to make this so much more complicated than necessary. The cop explained to her she needed to blow steadily for a few seconds. But instead, she tries to suck on the tube like a straw.
I've seen people do that in these stops.
She asked him, do I blow in or out? To which he said, how do you blow in? That's sucking. And then her question was, am I sucking in or out?
Yeah.
He told her to pretend she was blowing up a balloon. And she said, oh, okay. She understood that.
Yeah.
But then she stopped early and had to do it again. She eventually blew 4 times the legal limit. It happened in January, but it's in the news after she just got sentenced to 18 months probation and 120 hours of community service. It is her 4th DUI.
And she's still driving?
Yeah.
You can drive after 4 DUIs?
Well, yeah, she'd had 3, so this is her 4th. Now they've taken her license. She can't drive again until her license has been suspended until 2027.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But her 4th DUI, in 3 years, she'll be able to drive again.
Yeah, and there's no excuse for her not knowing how to do the breathalyzer after 3 DUIs. I thought this was like a first. Because I've seen it happen. Yeah. People go, he's like, that's not how you do it. You got to blow out and just keep blowing until you hear the beep. And they get confused by it. But if you've had 3 DUIs, you've probably done that before. You've probably been through this rodeo.
Yeah, she's well aware of how it works. I've never been in anybody's car that had the breathalyzer thing in it, where you had to blow in the tube to start the car. Have y'all?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you've told us. That's right. You've told us that before.
Yeah. I knew somebody.
Is it weird?
Yes. And it's big. It's like clunky.
And they're embarrassed?
This person was not. No. Kind of looked at it as like, you're going to love, like, was not ashamed at all.
Get ready for this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
So a minute ago, in talking about the first date thing, Riggins made a joke that would have been my answer to one of the questions. And I think the reasoning could be kind of interesting. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hcj.com/neogenix.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
A few minutes ago, we had these five questions that come up. It was five questions to ask on a first date. And one of them was, what book, movie, or TV show has had the biggest impact on your life? And Rob said it was Star Wars. He went to the movie Star Wars because that was the first nerdy thing that he got into. And nerdy stuff has now kind of been a huge part of his life ever since. You never did come up with an answer, did you, Riggins?
No, I don't know that one had an effect on me.
But in a joking way, you said, I should say the Bible.
Yeah, that would be the good thing to say.
Well, that would have been my answer if somebody had asked me.
Yeah.
But not for necessarily the reasons that you think. Because I thought about this when I was doing it last night. How would I answer these questions when I was pulling the questions? And I was like, okay, yeah, it would be the Bible. Because it's the most influential, because it is the benchmark by which I'm supposed to be living my life.
Right.
It is also the source of my tremendous amount of guilt that I carry with me on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. It is like this reason that I feel like I'm a failure at so many things in life, which is just kind of overwhelming at times.
Yeah, you and everybody else.
So I mean, it dictates everything about good mood, bad mood, all that stuff is dictated from this.
Yeah.
Now, that's not a good answer to give on a first date like this.
I don't know. You don't need to go into all those details. Right. Just stick with the Bible.
That's what I was thinking. Like, but if you say just the Bible, it sounds like, oh, what's the...
Yeah, I know.
You know. Because the point is that there's so many other things. It's a heavy burden to bear at times. It's a source of anger. I have a tremendous amount of... Me and God have been tight for a while now. That's on me. But we've got some issues that I'm trying to work through. So
you hear that, God?
Yeah, God knows. My buddy who's a preacher was like, yeah, he's aware.
He knows.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not supposed to say that. He goes, well, you think by you not saying it, he doesn't know?
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I never thought of it that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really have to say it for him to be aware that I'm pissed off about some stuff. Right. So, yeah, that was, and I thought about that. That's my answer, but that's a bad answer on a first date.
Yeah, it's a little heavy.
Yeah, it is. So what would I go with instead?
Star Wars,
right.
Harry Potter.
The biography of Peter Criss or something like that.
Yeah.
Of all the members of KISS, you pulled out Peter Criss. That's pretty impressive.
I don't know why.
That's impressive, Rob. If you are a guy and you're in a relationship and you have children, I'm about to share with you the most important job you can have, especially if you're in your 20s and 30s. Life-changing stuff. Next.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hcj.com/neogenix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
Okay, so just in case you stumbled upon the Ace and Friends podcast and don't know what it is, my name is Ace. I am 55 years old. My wife is 31. We have we have an 8-month-old. It'll be 9 months old in a week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot. Shocker, not my first marriage. Something, there are a lot of unique aspects of my life that are totally different than they were the last time I had an 8-month-old, which would be 21 years ago. Because my son Cade is 21 and a half. He'll be 22 in September. And one of those is, if you are a guy and you are in a relationship with a woman and you have kids, here is the most important thing you can do. Provide, yeah, that's top of the list. Nurture, top of the list. Love, top of the list. But at the very tip top of the list is this. Taking pictures without being asked. Apparently, that, my friends, is the be-all and end-all in any relationship. Now, when there is a generation gap in a relationship the way it is with mine, I don't think of it that much. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, we took the boat out. First time Dax has ever been on the boat. And it was the first time the boat's been out in a month. It was dirty. It needs to be cleaned, all that kind of stuff. Amanda really, it was a pretty day. She had her heart set on taking Dax out on the boat. We go out on the boat. I'm driving the boat. You know, it's been put up all winter, so it's dirty. I'm looking at stuff and it's dirty, and I'm driving the boat, and just, you know, just kind of trying to get used to, is it running right and all that kind of stuff. And we're moving across the water. There are only like a couple other boats out there. They're, you know, spread out in different locations, not even close to us. And she's like, can you get a picture? I'm like, well, in my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, well, I'm kind of busy driving the boat at the moment.
Yeah.
But then I looked at it and said, okay, the boat, there's nobody close. So I just kind of slowed it down a little bit. And then I just leave the boat, leave the steering wheel unattended while to move to the front of the boat. Yeah.
While it's moving.
What? Snapping photos. Take a click, 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 click. Hang on a second. I run back over and kind of steer us back where I want
to
go.
Holy cow.
We're not close to anything. Right. It's not dangerous.
Yeah.
But she said that before. I wish she would just take pictures. It's like, holy shit. I can't think of that many reasons to take pictures.
I wish she would take more pictures.
Yeah. I just don't think of it. We are of different generations.
To her,
we have more pictures in a day.
Yeah.
You've seen this meme. We have taken more pictures in a day than I have of my first two kids combined through their first 7 or 8 years of life.
Yeah.
It's just a different in time. And then yesterday, she sent me a TikTok. And the TikTok said, what every mom really wants for Mother's Day. And when you push the screen over, it said, for her husband to just randomly take pictures of them with the kids without being asked.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, that's the most important thing you can do. I am making a concerted effort to do more of that because it makes them happy. And that's all that counts. It's all that matters.
Well,
how I feel about it doesn't matter. It makes them happy.
I'm going to disagree with you there.
Well, no, it makes her happy.
I know it does that, but.
You're disagreeing with the fact that I'm now catering to it more?
Yeah. Riggins won't even say bon appetit to his dog anymore.
Hang on. More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today.
They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is Ace and Friends.
So on Ace and Friends, I love bringing in TikTok audio. A lot of times it's fun or interesting. In this case, I think this is something that sounds dumb, but I get it. Well, let's play the clip. Riggins found this clip. Let's play the clip and then react to it here.
What was your first One Direction concert experience like?
Like the best night of my life. And that was the first time I experienced post-concert depression. Going to school the next day, paralyzing. I was like, I'm dropping out. There is no point of living if I'm not at the One Direction concert.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
It's a really serious type of depression that I want to see, like, put in the DSM. Like, post-concert depression, that's real.
Mm-hmm. Were you aware your t-shirt to school the next day type of person?
For the next few weeks, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Completely unwashed, as it was in the same space at the merch table as the boys.
100%. Yeah. I'm completely right there.
Totally right there. That's pretty great.
Post-concert depression. Now, is that a little extreme? Is it
silly?
Yeah, yes. But at its root, there's something to it. But it's mainly because you've built this thing up. When you buy concert tickets, especially now, you buy concert tickets maybe a year in advance. And you have tickets to a show. If someone was buying Taylor Swift tickets, you had those tickets probably over a year in many cases. Mm-hmm. And you see things and you hear things, and it's 6 months away, and it's 4 months away, and it's three. We're under 90 days. And the build is so huge now. Then the concert comes, and the next day, you are bummed. It can be a real, like, damn, that was a great show, but man, I gotta wait years before I have that experience again.
Yeah.
I get that.
And she's they're 13-year-old girls at a One Direction show. Yeah. It's just like, everything is dramatic and amplified. And
it's post-concert depression. Yeah. I mean, that's a little extreme, obviously, yeah. And it is silly, but that feeling of being bummed out goes to anything. If you find out in April that your parents are going to take you to a big college football game that year, you're like, we got tickets for the college football championship. You're like, oh my God. And you're months of being pumped about it.
Yeah.
And then when it's over, you're just kind of, oh, man, I may never get that experience again.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. It's a thing.
Yeah. That's a really fun. It's called Obsessed with Brooke. If you want a really good podcast.
That sounds fun.
It's really good.
But there is something post-concert that's not done anymore. And I think this is the generation that's missing out. And I'll tell you what it is, because it's near and dear to my heart. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics. This is Ace and Friends.
So we just played this clip about post-concert depression, which I get it. It's, you know, their version is a little extreme, but it's still fun. And I kind of understand the concept. But something that's not done anymore that I think is a sad byproduct of days gone by. Riggins, have you ever been to a concert? Rob, have you ever been to a concert? And then upon leaving the concert, turned on the radio to hear the concert echo on the radio station?
No.
No.
Oh.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh, a thing of beauty in my world. When I was a kid, I was in college, and you would go to these concerts. Most places would do it. I went to a lot of rock shows, so I didn't go to a lot of concerts. They were either like country shows like Hank Jr. or rock shows. Mm-hmm. And in the rock shows, rock stations would have the concert echo. For example, I went to see Motley Crue and Whitesnake, the opening act, on the Girls, Girls, Girls tour, summer of 87. I would have been, 19? And when the show was over, anytime you went to a concert in Shreveport, Louisiana, when the show was over, the first thing we did was you got in the car. When you got to your car, you turned it on and turned on the radio station. There were two rock stations, but mainly the one I listened to was called Tux 99. And it would come on, and Tux 99 would then give you, for the next hour while you were stuck in the parking lot trying to get out, the concert echo. And they just played songs from those two bands for an hour.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was like, so I don't know what the rest of the thousands and thousands of people listening were doing, but it's kind of like rubbing it in their faces that they didn't get to go to the concert.
Yeah.
Guess what? Y'all missed this one too. And it was an hour of songs from the band you just finished hearing that they played on the radio simply because it made it sound like they were tied into what was happening.
Right. That was smart.
So somebody at the concert calls the radio station when it's over, like, show just ended. Got it, man. Thanks. So they've got that lineup ready to go. And they, mm-hmm. as soon as the song that was on end, the DJ was coming on like, hey, show just ended at the Hearst Memorial Coliseum. And they start the concert echo for the next hour. So every car in the parking lot is listening to the songs they just heard inside.
Yeah.
On the way out of the parking lot of the venue.
That's great.
Yeah, so you don't have that anymore. Now you have post-concert depression, but you no longer have the concert echo. And you can make your own, but that takes some of the fun out of it. You probably get in the car and play those songs anyways, what everybody does, but there's something about it not knowing what's coming next that makes it more fun, more interesting. But sadly, rest in peace, the concert echo.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
Everything's got to have a name today. Like a minute ago, we talked about the post-concert depression. The name makes it seem worse than it is, can make it seem more extreme, makes you feel better about your situation. But this is one that has been around forever, that Riggins found this article about hangxiety.
Hangxiety, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like everybody knows what a hangover is like, please. I mean, yeah. I know some people in this room that know what a hangover is like.
Oh, yeah.
But they say hangxiety is even worse because it's more than the hangover. It's the anxiety that you get about, oh, my God, why did I do what I did last night under the influence of alcohol?
My man.
And everybody can kind of, you knew that feeling, but now there's, you know, they've put a name on it. And, yeah, everybody's familiar with it. Why did I do that?
I'm going to have to encounter people today.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Or it could even be like when you wake up and there's like Alexis used to say when she was in that hotel room, she woke up the next morning, there was Taco Bell all over the covers and like meat. So, you know, you're just like, what? Why did I do the dumb shit that I did last night under the influence? But everybody's done it.
Yeah. And sometimes it's a delayed response because you might be awake 10 or 15 minutes and you go, oh, wait, did I pull my pants down?
Yeah.
At that part? Oh, shit.
What's the big bruise on my knee from? Why is my ankle swollen? You know, where's my other shoe? For some reason, my teeth feel loose.
Yeah. You know? That's a great term, hangxiety.
Oh, God. And then it sets
you're
in.
You're hungover and you feel terrible about it.
You feel really bad. And now you're just sort of recapping everything. And the only thing that can fix that is getting the hangover, you know, out of your system and then, you know, dealing with the problems you caused the night before.
It's like trying to figure out, do I need to call somebody or go over there and say, hey, I'm sorry about
how that. Big of an apology do I need to make? I mean, please.
And maybe there's no apology necessary. You just feel bad about being the drunk.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so sorry that I passed out on your couch.
Yeah.
You know, in the middle of your, you know, parents' dinner or whatever. That's like, I apologize for that.
Just hope I didn't pull my wiener out, you know?
I'm so sorry. I just fell off the toilet and y'all had to come in here and pick me up.
Yeah.
it's bad. I've got anxiety
today. Yeah.
Ace and Friends. This is Ace and Friends.
Wait, so since we were talking about anxiety a second ago, is there a time, Reagan, that you look back on and you're like, I can't believe that happened?
Sure.
Like when you were in college?
Yeah. Hurting, falling down outside places and throwing up and all that
stuff. Throwing up in public?
No, at people's house. Yeah. Like the first time I got drunk, I threw up violently. And that was bad, but I don't know. You kind of, you outgrow a lot of that stuff.
You're supposed to.
Where you drink to the point where you're really ruining relationships and really acting ridiculous. I like to think you grow out of it.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
You're supposed to.
You don't always. Some of us don't. Rob, right. Is there one time that stands out to you that you still feel like, oh, that was terrible. That happened. That was terrible.
There's probably a bunch. I've said before, I don't have a very good memory of things, unfortunately.
Have you ever been around Rob when he's really drunk?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I have either.
I was just thinking that I would not think Rob would have a story like that because I don't see Rob getting really drunk.
Not that I can think of.
Like, I remember one time in college, I was wasted. I just moved in this apartment, and I had gone upstairs, and I think I was going to bed because I had to go to register the next morning for class. It was my second year of college. And I sat down to go to the bathroom before I did that, and I passed out, fell asleep. I don't know how you want to describe it. But everybody came in our apartment. We were all getting to know each other in these apartments, and we'd all been around each other for a couple of days. And my roommate came in with the guys downstairs, and it's a small college apartment, small bathroom, mm-hmm. and I had fallen off the toilet asleep, passed out, and the door was open to the bathroom. So when they opened the door to the apartment, it looked straight down the hallway, and there I am laying in the hallway. Bare ass, shirt, pants pulled down, caught up in my cowboy boots. So it appears as if maybe I was trying to get up off of the toilet and I got my pants caught around my cowboy boots and I just fell forward and passed out into the hallway.
Nice. That's a good look. That's a good look. Cowboy boots and your pants down around your ankles.
Bare ass.
Yeah. Ass out. Hi, nice to meet you. How are you?
Good to meet you.
How the heck are you?
Yeah. You girls live downstairs, do you?
Yeah, is that right?
More Ace and Friends coming up. Ace and Friends.
Hey, I just thought of this. Earlier we had that clip of Millie Bobby Brown talking about her icks, men carrying umbrellas, and her new ick is her boyfriend or fiance who gets nosebleeds. guys, you don't see it. It doesn't go the other way. You don't see guys... who have, like, guys, oh, she gives me the ick.
No.
I've never seen a TikTok where a guy, because that's where I first came to know that on TikTok. I've never seen a guy put out a TikTok about having the ick, so to speak.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. So if you had to, could you categorize one thing that women does? If you had to say, if you somebody said, come up with an ick for women, could you come up with one? Because it's just hard. It's a thought process that's difficult for a
guy. And the ick thing is kind of how women look at men as being like weak or like she said, pathetic.
Yeah.
And I don't see women like that, but I mean, there's certainly things that annoy me about, you know,
I know, but that's
women.
But that's an interesting way to phrase it. I guess that's what I was trying to say is that that's not a way that men perceive women typically.
Mm-mm.
You know, they don't think of them, oh, that makes her look weak or blah, blah, blah. That's not how they look at it. They're either nice and kind or they're not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's kind of the way they look at it.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Rob, would you have one? Like it's hard to do for a guy. It's hard to come up with the ick, whatever it might be.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think I have one.
She's got like shitty furniture. I hate that. I've dated some people that have really shitty couches and bad pillows. Like that irritates the hell out of me.
Why?
Because I'm going to spend a lot of time there, I want to be comfortable.
But is she old enough to have good furniture?
Yes.
Okay. Then maybe that makes a difference.
Yeah. Just because you bought it at Pottery Barn doesn't mean it's like not a pain in my ass.
So it can be a nice couch, but uncomfortable as hell.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Like, well, I got it because the way it looks. I'm like, but you got to sit on it.
Right. That makes it even worse then to me. Because it's like, okay, so you could have afforded a comfortable couch.
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, we had to get this couch. You go to somebody's house, they don't have a lot of money, like in college or whatever, and they have a couch. Like, you take what you can get.
Yeah, you bought your furniture at a boutique. Great. So it's a church pew that they've restored with just pillows on it. I mean, you're a dumbass.
It's as hard as a rock.
It's wood. It's made of wood, and there's no cushions on it.
Yeah,
no, I don't want to sit here and watch Interstellar for 3 hours on a church pew. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, why don't you ever want to come to my place? I'm like, your place sucks. And I'm not saying I live in the Taj Mahal, but like, I got cushions on my couch. I mean, I'm sorry.
Did it look good? Did everything?
Yeah,
when you looked at the room, you're like, oh, this is a really well put together room.
Yes.
You just absolutely are uncomfortable on all of the furniture.
Yeah, you just can't sit on anything. Yeah,
that's a great example.
Pain in the ass.
Great example. That was a real exact description that you gave.
Yeah, good.
Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
All right, one of my favorite parts of the show, the Ace and Friends show every day. Your favorite thing from today's show. Riggins, what would your favorite thing from today's show be?
You know, hearing about the post-concert depression, I think.
That was mine too.
You know, I think it's so fun and it perfectly encapsulates what it's probably like to be a young person going to their first concert.
Yeah, it's a legit thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not legit and like, oh, I'm so depressed, that kind of thing.
No.
But you're bummed that this thing you've waited months for, and then it's over. And you're like, damn, that's over. And I was so excited for that.
And I think as you become an adult, it doesn't play in as much. But they're talking about when you're, again, going like your first concerts, you're just obsessed with experience.
When you are first going to concerts, high school, college, the thought of leaving early never occurs to you.
No.
But once you get older, like, this is a Thursday night show. Okay, so we're going, but when are we checking out?
Yeah.
Like when we're dipping at the encore, right?
Yeah.
You know, even going to shows now with Amanda, she's 31, loves Green Day. But the last time, we've seen them several times now, but the last time she's like, when they play, I'm good to go after they play these two songs.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, like, oh, hey, well, there's probably still another 45 minutes left. We went to that show in Vegas.
Yeah.
It was a festival. She was like, there were literally 80,000 people there. She's like, we got to get out of here.
No kid has ever wanted to beat the crowd.
Right. That's right. It's just such a difference. It's 100% correct. No kid ever goes, we should go ahead and go to the car to beat the crowd out.
Just get out of here.
So we get caught in that traffic outside.
It's never happened.
Never happened. Rob, your favorite thing from today's Ace and Friends show?
Something that annoys me is the thing where taking pictures is the most important thing you can do for your significant other.
Yeah, that's a huge thing.
That really upset Rob, I can tell.
Yeah.
Why? Just live in the moment. I don't want.
That's my thing. I just want to, let's just be out here in the moment. But you got, it's a different world these days. You got to have a picture of everything.
Well, they need to change, not me. I'm turning into TJ.
You really are. You really are turning to TJ. We'll see you Monday.
Ace and Friends.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.